this is not your typical production at Krannert, and this is not your typical community theater production. It's sort of like a marriage between the two. Can you talk about how you were approached from the Academy, how this came together?
Sure. Well, about 3 years ago, we actually received a grant from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, which allowed us to really try to deepen our engagement with several constituencies throughout the community. And through that work, we were able to deepen our relationship with the Banks Bridgewater Lewis Fine Arts Academy. Nathaniel Banks has been a longtime part of the Krannert Center family, and so it was a natural collaboration. And through discussions and listening and thinking about and dreaming about what we could do together, Nathaniel suggested a production of Dream Girls because BBL Academy was interested in extending their reach into music and theater, in addition to the great music work that they're already doing with the band programs and their after-school programs. And so that's really where the idea began. And we said, yeah, I think maybe we could do this. And so we were able to engage an incredible creative team, including Endelin, Latrell Bright from Illinois Theater, and a great team of technicians and designers.
Another wonderful thing about this process is that there are not only community involvement on stage, but there are shadows who are doing work with the director and the costuming. So it's a wonderful opportunity to teach people in the community all of the different aspects that go on to making a production successful.
Well, we should hear a song. We have Tafazwa Diener, Jalen Hope, Jasmine Dandridge, and Cedric Jones. They range in age from 16 to 19. This is Baby Baby, performed by cast members from Dream Girls, a co-presentation of the Banks Bridgewater Academy and Krannert Center for the Performing Arts.
A baby,
I want you,
and I need you, baby,
I need you,
oh baby, baby,
baby.
You got me on my knees,
knees.
You got me begging, oh baby, baby,
baby,
baby,
baby,
baby, baby, please. I know you don't trust
the way
I feel. That's why you're standing over there. But don't hold back on me, baby. Believe me, 'cause I really care. 'Cause I want you, baby.
I want you.
And I need you, baby. Baby,
baby,
baby, you got me on my knees.
Got me on my knees.
You got me begging, oh, baby, baby,
baby,
baby,
baby,
baby,
baby,
baby,
baby,
please. Yeah, 'cause I want.
I want you.
My knees, now you got me pleading,
baby, baby, baby,
arms, baby, won't you be in my arms,
baby, baby, baby,
baby, girl, yeah, I want to love you, girl,
baby, baby, baby,
baby, I'm all yours,
baby, baby, baby,
oh, oh, baby,
baby, baby, baby,
got you, arm, girl, now I got you, baby,
baby,
I wanted to ask each of you, since you're all younger than the original show, to talk about how you found out about the show or researched something that premiered in the early 80s.
Well, I just always kind of knew about the show ever since the movie came out, starring, you know, Beyonce and Eddie Murphy and everybody. And I just remember watching it with my family and just being mesmerized by all the beautiful colors and the songs and everything. So when I found out that we were doing it here in town, I was just super excited.
I've always been a fan of Motown music and stuff like that. So Dreamgirls, I've known about Dreamgirls for a while. It's always been a favorite show of mine. If anything, I think my favorite part of this had to be the makeup of all the things you could pick. The makeup and the music, that was it for me. And like learning about the different characters, like taking time on my own to figure out like what happened to my own character, because in the show there isn't much said about what happens in her life. So like, yeah, it was pretty great stuff. It was a fun thing to do. So yeah.
Yeah, my family definitely challenged me to look into the show farther beyond just what I had seen from Beyonce. So that aspect of doing the show myself was just the best part for me. A lot of the research and really learning about the history of the show.
And in this performance, we have a 13-piece band, I believe.
That's right.
Is that correct? And these are students that have been part of the Academy.
That's right. Most of them are members of the Mo Better Music program that Nathaniel has been running for, I think, over 11 years now. That's an after-school program that's it's trying to enhance the music education that's offered in the public schools and also encouraging, in particular, children of underrepresented communities to get involved in their band programs at their school. And so this ensemble will be an extension of that that training that they've received. Nathaniel Banks will be leading that ensemble for us this weekend.
And we don't know, as far as beyond the relationship of this, if there may be another performance sometime because there was this grant. But I guess that remains a possibility.
You know, this was really a first adventure for us all to explore together. And I think it's been wonderfully successful and a really fulfilling experience for those who have been working on it. And I certainly know that we intend to continue these relationships and to see where they might go in terms of production.
There's been a waiting list for these tickets for several days already. So I guess people hearing this just have to get their name on there and keep their fingers crossed.
That's really the best you can do. We're fortunate that it really has resonated with the community and been quite popular. And so we have that waiting list going, and we'll continue to do everything we can. Any tickets that are turned back in, we'll move to that waiting list as quickly as we can. So you don't lose hope. But right now, we don't have any additional tickets available.
And Studio Theater is a bit smaller, but the right venue for a show like
that. That's right. Perfect. It's a small capacity, of course, under 200 in that space. But I can let Indlin talk a little bit about why it really is the perfect space for this production.
Well, yes, I think it's wonderful because it's intimate and gives you kind of that feel of being backstage and really a part of what the performers' journeys were, you know, back in the day when they were performing maybe at small clubs, and as they became more famous, moving into bigger and bigger venues, but still that atmosphere of the dressing room and the atmosphere of a closeness as opposed to this proscenium arch that really takes them away from the audience. You get a real intimate feel